an us against the world mentality brought members of 8 organizations together in the early days of the AFL. Opponents on game day, but comrades off the field. Each team had individuals that played a part in the fight for relevance against the established National Football League. In Oakland, that man was Al Davis.
Al was a fighter. He wanted to be in a fight, whether it was through his Raiders playing on the field or through the business relationship that the AFL and the NFL had. He was a very tough person and a tough personality, and I think he really liked that aura that he was perceived as a tough guy.
For Lamar, the other owners were always partners. They were always in that together. That stemmed from the early days of the AFL. And so even as he would have these classic battles with other franchises, he remained very friendly with other owners. Obviously, Al Davis had a different view. Al Davis was not interested in competition. Al Davis was interested in domination. Al Davis wanted to win the Battle of the Wills and wanted to do whatever it took to do so. And so as Al became more and more of a maverick and more of a rebel, his philosophy butted up much more clearly against Lamar's worldview.
I want you to know that this is your team, and I hope you'll grow with us as we grow.
Al Davis was a polarizing figure because I think he was singularly focused on his team being a dominant team, that he would have been very happy if he was 14-0 and everybody else was 0-14. He wanted the AFL to succeed because he wanted the Raiders to succeed. And I don't think Al Davis really was that much into the league concept. It was all about the Raiders.
And yet for all of that, Lamar's friends say that he never spoke ill of Al Davis. I remember one of his friends telling me he would complain to Lamar, you know, Al Davis is the biggest SOB in the world. And Lamar would sort of smile and say, well, sometimes Al can be difficult to deal with.
We all knew that Lamar Hunt didn't have a great love for the Raider organization. And he wouldn't come out and say anything. That's just not his nature. But we knew they weren't high on his list.
I remember sitting in my office at 10 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden I feel two eyes on me before the Raider game. Guess who it was? Lamar Hunt. Good luck this weekend, you know. Got to beat those guys.
Lamar was an extremely modest, humble, gracious person. Never would say a bad word about anybody. But I do know he relished those victories over those Raiders.
Al had become the commissioner of the AFL. Al was very much in favor of continuing the fight. That was sort of his personality. My father and some of the other owners, though, decided that it would be better to try to merge with the NFL. And so without Al's blessing, my dad went to Tex Ram and started the ball rolling on what eventually became the merger of the two leagues.
My enthusiasm has not diminished for the job in the years to come.
Al Davis would stop at nothing to get players, to steal players from the NFL. Without Al Davis in the AFL, there's a good chance that the NFL would have moved much more slowly toward a merger.
And so this war is escalating. As Lamar and Tex are trying to hammer out these subtle negotiating points, every time they turn around, Al Davis has raided another starting quarterback from an NFL team. On one hand, Lamar really wished that Al would stop doing this because he was trying to get this deal that was going to save all 8 AFL teams. On the other hand, and Lamar would admit this later, Al's guerrilla warfare only served to strengthen the bargaining position of the AFL.
Who does this panel think won the war?
I feel that's a league matter.
On June 8, 1966, the day the merger is announced, at the AFL offices, one of the assistants then, Val Pinchbeck, is getting ready to go to the hotel where Pete Rozelle and Lamar Hunt and Tex Schramm are going to jointly announce this merger between the AFL and the NFL. And he says, Al, are you going to go there for the press conference? And Al says, no. And all Al says is, remember Yalta. And that was his view of it, because he felt as though the AFL had not dealt from strength. He felt that they had made a bad deal. However, Al Davis was out of a job on the morning of June 8, 1966, because the commissioner for both leagues was going to be Pete Rozelle of the NFL. There wouldn't have been any point in it for Al Davis because there's nobody to battle. If it's just one league, there's no enemy. What interested him in being a commissioner was taking the fight to the NFL. But he still disliked the fact that the negotiations were done behind his back and he was out of a job as soon as the merger was signed.